Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. In fact, wherever you're listening around the world, welcome to EV News Daily for Thursday, the 27th of December. It's Martin Lee here, and this is part two of your 2018 in review. Slightly later recording, probably even later publishing, actually, due to holiday festivities and things like that. So apologies if you're getting this late. But thank you, as always, to MyEV.com for helping make this show. So if you're new to us, by the way, and you've discovered the podcast, normally this is the daily news about EVs, but this week we're looking back at the 2018, and we always do it with the help of the world's first marketplace to help you buy and sell electric vehicles. If you haven't checked out myev.com, it is the very next thing you should do. And thank you to the Patreon supporters who make sure this show gets on the air every day, albeit slightly late today. And thank you very much to those who help spread the word about EVs to thousands of people around the world. A new executive producer of the show is Brian Young. Thank you, Brian, for joining up. And also Zach Hurst. Brian and Zach, new exec producers. Thank you to John as well, John Nodal or Nodell. John has been supporting us for a while and increased his Patreon subscription, his support, and joining him as a producer at producer level is David. I think that would be David Warario or Warriero. I've got your name wrong, as always, tell me. I normally do. It's normally second or third attempt we finally get there. Let's continue our review of the year, and let's look back at March 2018. So much has happened in the world of electric cars. Some things seem 5 minutes ago, and some things seem a lot longer ago, because so much has happened. And it was on the 1st of March that Kia was spotted testing a pure electric version of the Niro, at the time called the Niro EV, then renamed the e-Niro, and rumours were that the Kia Soul EV would be using the Kona and Niro battery packs at 64 kilowatt hours. At the time, I was surprised. Turned out to be true. We heard in the last few weeks that that massive 64 kilowatt hour battery pack would indeed be making its way to the new Kia Soul EV. And a kind of bittersweet story, this one. Nobody would ever want to go through a carjacking. It must be horrific and emotionally horrendous to go through someone breaking into your car whilst you're driving. But a carjacker was reported in the US of breaking into stealing an EV from someone who'd stopped at some lights, but then couldn't drive it because it was an electric car. More proof that this person wasn't exactly the sharpest tool in the box. On the 2nd of March, we got that full details about the Jaguar I-Pace. It was the live stream with Johnny Smith. Remember that? Back 2nd of March. Wow, we first saw the live stream of the I-Pace with all of its fantastic achievements from the team at Jaguar. And on the 3rd of March, we heard about a new protocol for CHAdeMO, the CHAdeMO standard, which is, I mean, lots of people in here in Europe use the CCS plug, but it's worth remembering CHAdeMO far, far bigger around the world. People tend to live in their little bubble where they are. Naturally, that's human nature. It's understandable, but you need to remember that the CHAdeMO plug is considerably more popular than the CCS plug, and it's getting a 2.0 version, like CCS, a ludicrous mode, if you like, to charge up to something like 1,000 volts it's going to be capable of. On the 5th of March, we heard about that Chinese Solar Road, which would then make news through the year as websites all around the world discovered that and were scratching their heads at the concept of a road made of solar panels. On the 7th of March, I think it must have been a motor show. Wasn't it Geneva around 7th of March? Because I've got loads of notes here. The BMW i4 was announced. Aston Martin announced their Lagonda brand would be revived for electrification. The VW boss at the time defended diesel, saying that governments around the world will need it for many years. Yes, that was the previous boss who didn't last much longer at VW after defending diesel. Not the best thing to do for his PR people as well. And also, yeah, this must have been the Geneva Motor Show because the Rimac C2, the C_2, was announced with just so many insane stats. On the 10th of March, we were wrapping up Geneva because we were looking at the Polestar 1, the VW ID Vision, and the Honda Urban EV. All cars that we've talked about lots more in 2018, but it was only on the 10th of March we were first seeing them. On the 14th of March, VW made that big announcement about their battery contracts, 20 billion euros worth of battery contracts signed. And I put that into perspective to remind people that that's around 40% more battery investment than Tesla is making. And 2,500 Kona EVs were confirmed to be on a ship and heading for Norway. On the 19th of March, the Audi e-tron Quattro was confirmed to be borrowing Porsche technology, with the e-tron GT using the Mission E platform. And also, on the 24th of March, we added Bentley to the list. Back in March, we were talking about how the first all-electric Bentley would also be using that platform initially developed for the Porsche Mission E, which at the time was still called Mission E. These days, Taycan. Previously, though, on the 23rd of March, there was a rumour that it would be 2019 until the first right-hand drive Tesla Model 3s were ever made, and that rumour certainly true. It looks like it's going to be at least mid-2019 before here in the UK we get those right-hand drive Model 3s. On the 26th of March, the Formula E Generation 2 car hit the track for the first time. We called it the Batman car. And wow, later in the year, earlier this year, I would then get to go and see the model, the Generation 2 model in the flesh, in the carbon fibre. And wow, it is smaller than it looks on TV, as with all racing cars, but brilliantly designed. And we've had our first race already at the Adria circuit. On the 28th of March, remember those big headlines about Google's Waymo self-driving company buying 20,000 Jaguar I-Paces? That was the day it happened. And on the last day of the month, 31st of March, Tesla had to issue that recall for 123,000 Model S's. So much happening, and that was just March. Moving on to April, and the 1st of April, no joke, Rimac 2, the C_2, was already sold out. And it wasn't until the 3rd of April that the world caught on to Elon Musk's late April Fool, that sign of him leaning up against a car with simply the word bankrupt written on it. We also heard he was making jokes for April Fools, but it was the 3rd of April that we heard he had taken direct control of the Model 3 production line amidst a series of problems where the ramp-up wasn't happening as soon as he wanted anyway. And he sent an email as he took control of the Model 3 line himself. He sent an email to all Tesla staff back on the 3rd of April to say that they were aiming for a weekly rate of 2,000 Model 3s. Put that in perspective these days, if we hear the number 7,000 per week, people go, oh, that's a good number. Let's look towards 10. Just to put it in perspective, it was only in April this year that 2,000 seemed like a huge stretch goal. On the 9th of April, we heard about the Electric GT Championship racing Tesla Model S's, the P100 DLs. Of course, fast forward to now, and that series is temporarily on hold as they await funding. And on the 11th of April, Nico Rosberg took out the new Batman-style Generation 2 Formula E car to add a little bit of Formula 1 showbiz and pizzazz to Formula E and get some headlines. On the 15th of April, we announced the rumour that the Hyundai Ioniq was in development to get a bigger battery sometime in 2019. Fast forward to now, still hasn't arrived. And it looks like, though, by the end of the year, I know that's so much jam tomorrow, by the end of the year, that Hyundai Ioniq could be getting a bigger battery pack. But not an insanely large battery pack, by the way. Like the Kia Soul has gone 64 kilowatt hour. That's really impressive. Hyundai Ioniq, a very, very efficient car, by the way, even when they add a larger battery pack to it in 2019, late in 2019, The rumours are that it still won't be as big as that. They're still going for smaller packs in the Ioniq. Of course, the Ioniq is a platform built for fossil, hybrid and pure BEV. On the 19th of April, we first saw pictures of a royal seal of approval. Prince Charles here in the UK driving himself in a Jaguar I-Pace. Of course, when you are an heir to the throne, you can get hold of cars slightly quicker than the rest of us. And finally, on the 27th of April, we first saw a teaser image, a leaked image of the VW ID electric car. At the time, it looked pretty much like a Golf, and they were very keen for us not to call it a Golf, by the way, even though it looks like one and is the same price, same size, and pretty much same performance specs as the Golf buyer. Don't call it a Golf, whatever you do. The 8th generation VW Golf was announced, though. That's the car they did want us to talk about, Golfs, and that's going to feature a 48-volt mild hybrid. So using not the high-voltage orange leads that you see on the high-voltage bits of EVs, but keeping it 48 volts keeps it low enough voltage to make it more affordable, easier to work on, and it can look after things like spinning up wheels and pumps and pulleys and all those things that ICE engines do that make them more inefficient. Oh, and we heard the price tag of the Polestar 1, $155,000. Although they were quite keen for you not to buy one, but to subscribe to one. So what have I missed? Any big headlines from the time that you'd like to remind me of? That's all right. You can do that if I've missed a date or I've missed something important. Let me know. You can always email this show. It is hello@evnewsdaily.com. That's hello@evnewsdaily.com. And that is the email address anytime that you want to send me a little note about anything that is on your mind at the moment. Thank you very much for everyone, by the way, that has been emailing the show over the Christmas and holiday period. It has been very much appreciated, by the way. And we've still got loads of emails to get through this Sunday for our question of the week set by myev.com. They always set our question of the week. And so we are looking back at the moment. Whether you're an EV owner or not, what's your standout EV moment of the last 12 months? It's why I'm doing this best of series between Christmas and New Year, to remind you about everything. You haven't got to have bought or owned an EV to join in with this one. Let me know your standout EV moment of the last 12 months. Thank you to 149 patrons of the show. Wowzers. I can't get over the fact that we are one supporter away from 150. It's just incredible. And those joining up at exec producer level, $10 a month. I know it's a posh coffee that maybe you'll go without once a month, but it's so appreciated and goes so much towards spreading the word about electric cars all around the world. And I can see the stats even over Christmas still going up, which is mad, right? I thought people would be not downloading podcasts, but people, by the looks of it, have had more time over the holidays to play on their phones, their tablets. Maybe people got new devices for Christmas, possibly, because they were on Santa's nice list, and they are finding this podcast. So it's a real surprise, but I'm not complaining to see the stats going up even during the holiday period. Well, there are 337 previous shows online for free, thanks to our patrons. And if you would like to subscribe to it, we put it on YouTube as well as audio only. Then you can subscribe on any platform. You get it first and free and automatically. And normally it's on time. And in the meantime, catch up on the socials, Facebook, LinkedIn and Twitter by searching EV News Daily. Do have a wonderful day and I'll catch you tomorrow.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.